On a 4-3 vote, council approved a resolution that clears the way for court proceedings to begin. The city wants to acquire the property at 1355 McKinley Avenue in order to relocate some operations from the Arena District area. Those operations include snow plows and a salt barn, as well as code enforcement and facilities management offices. Columbus Finance Director Paul Rakoski says Arena District development and environmental concerns are fueling the move. Rakoski says land in the area is difficult to find and the city needs the site.
It is very important that it is proximate to the downtown area. We can't have CNG-fueled street sweepers and plows and other equipment driving 10 to 15 miles during a snowstorm in relation to the plows to plow the downtown streets.
Rakoski says the city negotiated a price for the land in September, but in late October, the owner told officials he accepted a lower offer from a third party. Columbus City Attorney Rick Pfeiffer says using eminent domain is legal in this case, but unusual.
If you approve this resolution tonight, you then have made a public policy determination that this is a public purpose that the city needs. Now, this is, to me, having engaged in conversations today amongst various people with this process, it does seem unusual to go this route. When the city tends to invoke eminent domain, that's a pretty powerful card. What's being done here is legal. But the fascinating thing to me is the city has offered, as I understand it, a price for this property. And as I understand it, the buyer who now has a contract is for a lesser price than the city offered. So in the end, what's going on here tonight may very well result in the city sitting down and not using the power of eminent domain to acquire this property, but that's yet to be seen.
Council members Zach Klein, Michelle Mills, and Andy Ginther voted against the resolution, citing concerns about the lack of a public hearing on the issue and concerns the city is using eminent domain as a negotiating tool. Sponsoring council member Priscilla Tyson said further legislative action will be discussed in early December. Council last night also approved raising water rates by 4% and sewer rates by 1% next year. Columbus residents next year will pay $5 more on average for their water and sewer service. The increases fund system upgrades and help the city comply with consent decrees over sewage overflows. Council also approved a 3-year contract with the Columbus Fraternal Order of Police. The deal announced last month gives Columbus officers a 7% raise but increases their health insurance costs. The deal was reached with the help of a state fact finder.